Shemesh Lashon, Chaim mentions this Yidua that in the Dorash of Baal Sheni, even though there's Torah mitzvahs, Jews observed Torah mitzvahs, but the Churban came because of the obvious in Shechinim and also Lashon Hara. That the Koach of Lashon Hara is so strong, it caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And it was not only necessarily the chet itself, but the unawareness how chomer the chet is. As Chazal say, that Shlomo HaMelech, when he married Bas Paro, he violated the law in the Torah and Pasha Shoftim Lo Yarbi Lo Noshim, and the Yisr of Lo Yarbi Lo Noshim, the law, went up to Hashem Yisboach. He said, Shabbat L'miksos Shabbat L'kula. If a Melech Shlomo, such a person, if he is mevatel this halacha, who's going to mekayim it? This mitzvah is only the melech. Only a melech has this halacha. And he botched it up and he was mevatel it, and he was over on this, then who's going to mekayim it? And Kosh Baruch answered, that Shlomo v'yalav ki yotzebo ayivata os achas min haTorah. That now one letter of the Torah should be vatal, meaning that enoch hanami, this mitzvah is a mistake. Don't think that this mitzvah v'yabel nashim, even though it's a mitzvah b'melech, is not only Torah b'melech, but every mitzvah in the Torah is toy on the individual. It's not just the mitzvahs of Melech, but every mitzvah a person should feel that he cannot mevatel ozachas b'Torah. He shouldn't feel that the mitzvah of Melech is Shlomo Melech's problem, that if he is not mekayim the mitzvah, then no one mekayim it. However, when it comes to other mitzvahs in the Torah, so I'll speak Lashon Hara, so what? There must be a Chavetz Chaim Jew in this world that observes and doesn't speak L'tzolei Shon Chomero. So Kosh Baruch was makbid and said, it's not just Shlomo HaMelech, this mitzvah, L'yavu Nashim. Every mitzvah you have to feel this way. Every mitzvah is toy on the individual. If he's not Mekayim the mitzvah, who is going to Mekayim the mitzvah? When it comes to the Aver of Lashon Hara, there's Hefker Bein Ebrius. The people don't see the importance of it. Or they have this idea, this notion, if I'm not going to mekayim it, someone else will mekayim it. If I don't learn, so someone else will learn tonight. As long as there's people learning Torah, as long as the world will see that people are learning Torah, so I don't have to specifically, I have to learn, you have to learn Torah. So it comes to Lashon Hara, so I'm not nizer Lashon Hara. So I'll support those that are nizer Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara school. The school that's nizer Lashon Hara, I'll support it. I'll support that school, that'll be enough. That'll be enough. That's good when it comes to Talmud Torah. Can be machziki Talmud Torah, and you have the same schar as those who learn Torah. When it comes to Lashon Hara, when it comes to such averus, people think it's hefker, and people don't realize the importance that the world is toli on these averus. The chas shom, if we're not nizer, then Churban can come to the world, and of course to ourselves. And Chazal tell us that the Doig HaRosha, when he came to the parishes of Mishsapri Lashon Hara, he used to say as follows, that when a person does Navera, B'teva, he's Mizbayish. He's ashamed of himself. He should be ashamed of himself. When it comes to certain people, for instance, Eliyahu Rabbi mentions Choyla, Peseach, an Iver, someone's a Balmum, a handicap. So he shouldn't be called up to the Torah for certain parshas to speak about a Baal Mum. Because we'll get very sensitive, and you should be sensitive. If a person is not Nizr Narayas, he shouldn't be called up for the parish of Arayas. So what would be if a person is not Nizr in Lashon Hara? It's very difficult to call for him to read any part of the Torah. So many Lavin, so many Yisurim. And yet we're not sensitive at all. We're not sensitive. We're not sensitive that the Torah is speaking to us. A person knows it. When he's sensitive, when he knows he does an Avera, he doesn't want to hear about it. And over here, he's not sensitive. It doesn't bother him. There are certain averas that are considered like a mes mitzvah. Perhaps certain mitzvahs are mes mitzvah. People don't involve themselves. Shein lo darshini. And we don't darshan it. We don't bother with it. Lashon Hara, the Yitzhak of Lashon Hara is one of them. Lishon Lisser of Lashon Hara is one of them. That we simply don't. We don't feel the importance, and we need constant thesaurus, constant dwelling on the fact that what Lashon Hara can do to a person, and that how detrimental it is. And the halachas of Lashon Hara that the Chafetz Chaim discusses, he mentions the fact that if a person is misaper genus chavero, afilim lebo yedei sipuro shumra chavero. If you speak about a chaver, and even though nothing happens to him, you say certain things. Why? Because the people that you tell, they're not makaber. You say about a certain person, he's an amorts. You say about a certain gon, Moshe Feinstein's an amorts. So they say, no one's a makaber. No one's a makaber. Still, Afa Pekin, this is Lashon Hara. This is Lashon Hara. Even though you're not hurting the person. Not hurting the person. But you said it, but you wanted to say it, but Lashon Hara. You're saying something. You're saying, Yidia B'Almo. I'm telling you Chiddush and no one knows. And this is B'Chla Lashon Hara. I feel who your day B'Tchilo. That Shlo Tovo B'Sipur Shum Ra L'Chavero. Even though, by saying it, you'll know that no one will listen. Or no one was kabbal enough to tell his chaver, or cause any hefset to stop. Afa pikein, it's also the sap of the gnos shel chaver. Dibur shel gnos shel chaver, or avo lashon hara. So it's the dibur itself, just the dibur itself, even if it doesn't have any terelis. Even though no one's harmed by it, absolutely not. The mere fact the person is involved in speaking lashon hara, so therefore, this is us. And also, if you misaper things, is parsing to cause charati chaver. That surely is us. If you say things that your chaver will be hurt by, it, this is definitely us. So this concept of Lashon Hara, which Chafetz Chaim mentions, is the mice of saying itself, just simply speaking about Lashon Hara, speaking negative chaver, even though it has no twelves. In terms of, we speak about what can we do. A person mentions the fact he speaks Lashon Hara. How can he get away from it? How can he misak himself? I'd just like to mention two Gemaras. One Gemara, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas mentions the inyan of Neged Saras, which is a result of Lashon Hara. So the Gemara mentions in Daf Vav Beis in Brachas that is this considered Yisur Sharav or not? The person that Saras, this week said, is it considered Yisur Sharav? There are two opinions in the Gemara. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it depends where. It all depends. Olam v'olu. that for Bavel or for Eretz Yisrael. For Bavel, it's considered Yisur Shalavu. But in Eretz Yisrael, the person that's Saras is not Yisur Shalavu. So Bachloy is Rash in Tosis. Why is it not considered Yisur Shalavu in Eretz Yisrael? Either because there's Shluch Amir and Machaneh, that in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go Chusra Machaneh, so therefore, this is not considered Yisur Shalavu. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. He says that the Zman HaGemara and Roim, there was no Shluch Amir HaMachaneh, and the reason the Gemara means Halava Olu in Eretz Yisrael is not Yisur Shalavu because of the Yisur Tumah. In Eretz Yisrael there's an Yisur Tumah, and in Chutz La'aretz there's no Yisur Tumah. So therefore, since Eretz Yisrael there is either Rishuach Mirush, Chutz La'aretz, you have to go Chutz La'aretz, or because of Yisur Tumah, therefore the Tzaras is not considered Yisur Shalavu. What's a Hezbo? I would think just the opposite. Why? You go chutz l'machaneh. Why say that this is not considered yisur shalavu? And this is a noinish? So perhaps one could say, based on the Gemara before, what is yisur shalavu? What is yisur shalavu? Yisur shalavu means if you have yisurim and you can't trace it back to bittul Torah. I'm having yisurim, but it's not because of bittul Torah. Keeping this dorm, I'm involved in learning, I'm oisik in learning, and yet I have a serum, a suya guf, a suya nefesh, sar, miso. So then you know it's a serum shalav. If you can't say it, the bittul Torah is the reason, if you can't say the reason for your unfortunate ways is because of bittul Torah, then it's a serum shalav. So therefore, this yisod, you can understand that a person is a mitzvah, so in Bavel he's a mitzvah. According to many, a mitzvah can still learn Torah. Can he dash on a rabbin? Is a question. He can learn Torah. So he's a mitzvah, so he continues to do what he always does. Because based on medrash, he learns, he continues his daily life. So there's no bittul Torah. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chutz l'machaneh. You may be able to learn, but it's under more difficult conditions. You have to go chutz l'machaneh. You'll create a bittul Torah. It's a bittul zman. What a yoshe. He can't be with the tzibur. He can't daven with tzibur. So therefore, this is zman tfilu. This is zman limud Torah. I take more time to learn, more tichas in learning. It creates a bittul Torah. When it creates a bittul Torah, you can't say it's a serum shalavu. You can't pin it down to a serum shalavu. If, however, there's no bittul zman involved, however, who? Olan, for us, it's rubble. Then you can say it's a serum shalavu, as long as you can't pin it down to bittul Torah. So you see that what? That if a person is a mitzvah, if there's bittul Torah involved in this tzaras, if it creates it, then it's not a certain shalava. It's a certain, he's doing an iser. So if a person's rachmos is being punished, and his Torah is being affected, there's bittul Torah. And bittul Torah could be perhaps the reason why, yay, he's having this sermon to begin with. If it had been the debate, the bum, he'd not be over any Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, in Erechin, was a machloikis, in a case where a person is afflicted with Lashon Hara, mata kanta, what can he do about it? In Tamachachem hu yasek b'tor, shneimer marpa Lashon Eitz Chayimi, in Lashon El Lashon Hara. So you see from the Gemara, according to one man, Domer, Rabbi Chama, that Torah is a refuah. A Torah is a way for a person that has Lashon Hara, that is, spoke Lashon Hara, it's going to be a refuah. The second Ma'an Domer says no. The second Ma'an Domer says that Rav Achobar, Rav Yachanina Omer, Siprayin Lo Takan. Siprayin Lo Takan. You misafra Lashon Hara, so right away you learn about Gemara, that cannot happen. Shikvar, Karso, David Baruch HaKadosh, because Hashem calls Sifsi Chalokos, Lashon Medaberes Gedolos. And he says, I want that, that you're too late already. Once your Lashon spoke, it's too late, you can't go back. Your word said something, you have to be punished. All the Talmud Torah can do is prevent you from speaking Lashon Hara. It's a Yasek B'Torah. He should learn Torah if he's able to. So therefore we have a Machlokes, if Talmud Torah can only be a Megan, protect you from Lashon Hara, or for Keret. But Talmud Torah not only can be a Megan, surely, but if you speak Lashon Hara, it can be refuah. It can be refuah. So I believe the Chofetz Chaim explains that everyone agrees that Talmud Torah can be refuah. Talmud Torah can be refuah. It means even if a person spoke Lashon Hara, by involving himself in Talmud Torah, not only can he prevent him from speaking, if he spoke, he refuah. According to my Dhamma that says, that it's not, you can only be Megan, there's another aspect of Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara is a Bein Odom L'Chaver and Bein Odom L'Mokam. He spoke Lashon Hara, so he only transgressed not only Osir HaBroch HaBamecha, but Losisa HaChich HaBroch HaBamecha, other Halachas Losisa. So B'Mela, that's Bein Odom L'Chaver, not only Bein Odom L'Mokam. So can Talmud Torah, to learn Torah, at first glance one would say that this cannot be a mechaper for Bein Odom L'Chaver. It could be for Bein Odom L'Mokam. But the Bein Odom L'Chaver aspect, if I speak Lashon Hara against my chaver, so how can I expect that my chaver should forgive me? This should be a kapara. This should be refuah. I have to go to my chaver. If I go to my chaver, I ask for mechila. Then if I learn, this will help even being on my mocha. And what happens if I don't go to my chaver? This could be the machlokes. If I don't go to my chaver, I speak Lashon Hara, and I don't go to my chaver and ask for mechila. I don't tell him what I thought, but I just learned Torah. Can that be a refuah shleimo? Can that be a refuah not only being on my mocha, but even being on the chaver? So you see, this is the machlokes. Ma'an Domer that says it's a refuah means even in all aspects of having a mechil gemura. The other Ma'an Domer says no, it cannot. It can only affect one way. Ask mechila first. Oh, but without mechila, without going to your chaver, your learning cannot help you. It can only prevent you from speaking Lashon Hara. So here we see the Talmud Torah does have some effect. It has effect of the partial refuah, and definitely has effect, Kolamal Pligi, of preventive. It's a preventive measure. And we should know the Talmud Torah is a refuah and a preventive measure. And also, that if it's not Talmud Torah, if we cannot trace it back to Bittul Torah, then it's the Surm Shalava. For most of us are not that Madrega. The Surm that we get is because of Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah. If a person realizes this, especially this Zman of the Chodesh Nissen, if the Chodesh Nissen Zman of the Yeshiva is still to Yud Beis Nissen, and not Erev Rosh Chodesh Nissen, but the Yud Beis Nissen, so if that's a Zman, it should be kept as a Zman. And the Bittul Torah, same Mitzvah Bittul Torah, if we apply Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Elul applies Chodesh Nisan. And instead of discussing that Talmud Torah is a machaper or a reform, which you could say is a machlokes, but less man the Pollock, everyone agrees that it's definitely a megan. It's a hatzorah. A person involves himself in Talmud Torah, then he, the Lashon Hara and the politics, and all of the vorm that we think is so important, will come to realize a blood gemara is much more important. Because on the daf, the Rishonim and the Achronim, to understand a blood gemara, should be paramount in our minds. And just like in Lashon Hara, we learn all the pratim. Just to say that he's a ganef is not enough. If I tell you exactly how he embezzled and how he cheated, how he's able to go ahead and buy a house for a third of the price, how he's able to go ahead and declare all these certain things as income tax exemptions and cheat the government and go into a whole hour explanation of what he did, that's a geschmack of Lashon Hara. But to go ahead and just say he cheats on his income tax, he didn't say too much. And a plot gemara, alachas kama kama. The more we're involved in Talmud Torah, we go into every prat, every little detail, the greater is the tonic of Talmud Torah. And the more detail we go into, that this will definitely be a refuah, an atzola, against any yisur of Lashon Hara.